Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio, brought to you by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find your momentum. You have got questions about fitness, nutrition, and overall health, and we have the answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most common asked questions about health and fitness and nutrition so we can answer them right here for you. My name is Jason Venkus. I am a board-certified holistic health coach as well as a certified personal trainer. So let's get into it today. We are broadcasting live and on our Facebook page as well as here on Blog Talk Radio, but let's get into it today, why we came here. I'm going to work without a script today. So how to handle holiday stress. You know, this time of the year can be the most joyous as well as the most stressful time. Of course, I'm talking about the holidays. From shopping, party after party, managing the family holiday schedule, which we're already getting into, in order to make everybody happy, which, you know, is next to impossible, credit card bills, less than optimal eating, and guilt, of course, about the less than optimal eating, and of course, you still have to work. And work out. Don't forget, you have to work out. You got to do the workout part. So, today I want to go over some ideas, some things that you can do to manage the stress that you're going to go through the next few weeks. And really, it's about looking at things from the positive side and not so much focusing on the negative. But how do we do that? You know, it's easy to say that, but how can we limit that stress? So I'm going to give you 10 tips to slow down, and then that's where we'll end it today. So 10 tips to slow down and to kind of like manage your stress. One is take time to prioritize your daily objectives. So if you've got a lot of shopping to do or a party to do or stuff like that, focus on the most important things and get those done first. It's going to eliminate having to hustle and do stuff later. If you've got a project that you know is going to take longer, do that project first or work on that first. We do something with the health coach group when we're health coaching people about time management, and we do this big rocks demo. If you do all your big rocks first, handle all your big rocks first, you can fit them all into a bucket, right, really easily, and then if your little rocks or your sand, really, are your small things, you can pour that around and you can sprinkle those in. You're more likely to get things done. So prioritize big rocks and little rocks, and always do those big rocks first, by important or by length of time. Cut personal internet use by half. This will help too. This is actually, you're going to be doing a lot of online shopping and stuff like that. So try and limit how much of that you're doing. Just get it done. Don't get caught up in social media posts, especially with a lot of debate that's going on right now. All this stuff, we get caught up in it, and it's a huge, huge, huge time waster. So try and cut that in half. And you're going to have more time to put towards your prioritized daily objectives. When you can, take a break. And there's many ways you can do this, but one of them is to just enjoy nature. Go, even if you're just standing outside on your balcony or on your porch and just listening to the sounds, take 5 to 10 minutes and just take a break from everything, absolutely everything. Say, tell your kids, tell your husband, tell your wife, look, I need 5 minutes. I need 10 minutes. I just want to sit outside. So that'll help bring your stress levels down. The sounds, the natural sounds, are going to help bring your stress level down. We were talking about this in class. There's actually videos you can watch that will actually calm you down. And I forget exactly what they're called. You can look it up, but it's like brush strokes and just certain things that'll help calm you down. Just even sound of nature, running water. Let yourself de-stress. One thing we tend to do when we're in a big hurry and we're going between here and here and here and here is we try to fit food in there somewhere. We need to eat, right? So we tend to, whether it's the holidays or not, we tend to shovel that food in and then go. Shovel that food. We hardly even taste our food anymore. Eat slower. It's actually going to put less stress on your digestive system. Sorry, I just noticed that my hair is sticking out of my hat there. So it puts less stress on your digestive system, and stress on your digestive system, you know, can lead to things like IBS, which can lead to more social stress. So eat slower. Chew every single bite. Chew it. And wait between bites as well. This is a time of the year you want to connect with family and friends as well. If you're trying to reduce your stress and you know you have family members or friends that stress you out a little bit more, I'm going to tell you, yes, try and avoid them. Or if you have to be around them, try and find the positive things in what they're saying. And at the moment, just leave politics at home. Leave the politics at home, at least until after New Year. After New Year's, talk about politics all you want. Right now, just be happy, right? This is kind of going back a little bit on the first tip, or on the second tip, or third tip, rather, but make time for yourself. I already mentioned kind of going outside for 5 to 10 minutes, but try and take a couple hours a week for yourself. When's the last time you really had any valuable time to yourself? Take a night to either read a book, watch a favorite movie, try yoga, meditate, come to a fitness class, or cook a new recipe. But at least one night a week, take some time to yourself. Get a massage. When's the last time you had a good massage? And by the way, we're going to be offering massage in 2017. That's why I bring that up. But seriously, you have to de-stress. I mean, you might be taking care of all sorts of people. You need to take care of yourself as well. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, it's going to be hard for you to care for other people. It's that whole phrase, you can't pour from an empty cup. So, you know, take time, exercise, cook a nice healthy meal, go try yoga, meditate, relax, just do something. It's important. It's very important that we go to work, that we spend time with our family, we do all this holiday stuff. It is. It's extremely important. But what's necessary to be able to do all that is our health. Without our health, we can't do all that. Think about people that are that might be spending this holiday season bedridden because their health is poor, whether it's through their own demise or not, whether it's things that they can't help. But if there's things that you can help, you need to do that. You need to take care of yourself because you're not going to be able to help those around you and spread that wonderful holiday cheer as well. Give yourself more time. Don't put such strict time limits on getting things done. Some of us like to stick to a tight schedule. I know I am one of them. Everything is in my calendar. Boom, 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 boom. One after the other. But schedule some time in between, for that downtime. Don't plan your daily events right on top of one another, especially on Christmas. I've spent Christmases going to 4 different places. Got to get up in the morning. Got to get up in the morning. It was Christmas Eve. We already spent going out. Got to get up in the morning. Go to Grandma's house. All right, we went to Grandma's house. All right, now we got to go to, my dad's house. And then we got to go to my mom's house. So, going to 4 places. Bam, bam, bam. That's not how you should spend. Don't spend Christmas that way. Try and space things out, especially like with your shopping and stuff like that. If you have to go Christmas shopping after work, plan a little downtime in between. Give yourself a little bit more time. And if you give yourself a little bit more time between things, you now have time to take the scenic route when you're driving somewhere. Drive past somewhere you've never driven before, and you might see something new, and it might brighten your mood and help you manage your stress better. By seeing something new, we always love to see something new. Think about it. We love to see new cars. We love to see new houses. We love to see new babies. So drive somewhere that you haven't driven before, because now that you've spaced out your schedule, you have more time to do it. Going back to the computer, sit for a moment with your eyes closed, when you're at the computer, just to kind of give your eyes a little bit of a break. We're talking a lot about holiday stress and physical stress, but if you're in front of that computer doing a whole bunch of Christmas shopping and trying to figure out all your bills and credit card bills and, oh my God, you spent what on what? Just take a minute. Close your eyes. Give your eyes a bit of a break. Take a deep breath, and then you can go back into it. You know, just taking that minute is going to help de-stress a whole bunch. It could be a little mini meditation, or it could be even a little prayer, depending on what you're into. And just, as they say, let it go. In Frozen, I'm very familiar with that movie right now. And then just remember, going back to your priorities. You know, when you set your priorities, your daily objectives, remember what your goals are for that day. You know, and make sure they're very clear-cut goals. They should be, if you go back to our show and we talk about setting SMART goals, make sure they're specific goals to get done each day. But remember those. And any other aspirations you might have, getting in a workout or something like that. But each morning when you wake up through this holiday season, just take a few minutes to think about what your goals are and your aspirations are for the next few weeks. Try to recall any of the positive things you've already gotten done, things that you don't have to worry about anymore, and let that make you smile. And then drive to achieve some of these new ones. Try doing this for about 5 minutes before finally getting out of bed, before you actually start your day. So that's going to give you a little more clear-cut idea of where you're at with your goals instead of stressing out with what you're trying to do for the day. But the most important thing is to take that time for yourself. Eat certain foods. There are certain foods that are calming. Chamomile tea is very calming. Surround yourself in scents that are very calming. Things like lavender and vanilla are very, very calming scents. So if you've had a very stressful day, surround yourself with those things. It's really, really de-stressing from the holidays isn't any different from de-stressing from a regular day. We just need to do it a bit more often. And that's really the key, is doing it more often, taking care of yourself more often. And if you're really stressed out, you can always come into the studio during our office hours, throw on the boxing gloves, and I'll let you hit the pads for a while. That's another way, where you're not really hurting anybody, to let out some aggression that you might have from the holiday season, because it is. It's supposed to be a happy, joyous time, but we do put a lot of stress on ourselves to make a lot of other people happy, and we tend to forget about ourselves, and that stresses us out. So remember, you have to love yourself too. You have to show yourself that love. And that's taking time for yourself to de-stress. Because if you're all stressed out and angry, you're no good to anybody else. Especially if you have kids, they might be asking you a lot from you right now because it is that holiday season. There's that anticipation. But if you're stressed out from work already and they might ask you something simple and you snap, now you're snapping on your kid for really something very, very minor. And it's not fair to them. It's not fair to you either, but it's not fair to them as well. So take that time to de-stress. Meditate. Do yoga. Exercise. Sit there in a quiet room. You don't necessarily have to meditate. Just sit there in a quiet room. Take a nap. Take the time for yourself to get through this holiday stress, and when you can, get out there and really enjoy nature. It really has a way of calming us down, especially if it's a crisp but not windy night. Just the smells of winter can help calm us down. Get involved with something you're truly passionate about, because then you'll have a very, very good feeling about the things that you're doing. And that really kind of brings us where I'm going to wrap it up today. It brings me into what I want to talk about next week, and that's, getting involved, specifically in spirituality and religion, and how that, being connected to a spiritual purpose, affects your health. So that's what we're going to talk about next week. Probably a very, very good time to talk about that with Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and Christmas and everything going on, how religion and spirituality plays into your health. So, join me next week, either 10:30 or 11:30, one of those two times, and we're going to talk about how spirituality plays into your health. So until then, I hope that you can find your momentum. Remember, find us on www.findingyourmomentum.com, as well as on Facebook at Momentum Fitness and Health. Just look for the gray and blue, very similar, and white logo with the little person jumping on it, and you'll find us. So, again, find us. We're all over the internet. We're here in Berwyn, just outside of Chicago, if you want to get in a workout. www.findingyourmomentum.com. Certainly a bunch of videos on fitness, nutrition, reading labels, anything you can think of. Until then, I do hope that you find your momentum.
That's all.